Moon Mysteries. There is finally a push to get to the moon by 2024 by the United States. Chances are we won't have enough money to do this. The stopgap budget measure just passed by the Congress didn't provide any money for NASA. Was this done on purpose because the president has said he wanted us to go back to the moon by that date, or was it just an oversight? What do you think? Going back to the moon doesn't seem to rate very highly with some congressional representatives. I can't help but think they are missing the point. We need to get into space in a big way, and the moon is the first stop. We could make things on Earth a lot better for ourselves by getting out there. First of all, there are unlimited minerals just waiting for us to pick them. Then there is the question of creating colonies for the future. Look what happened when America was created. We experienced unprecedented growth. People settling in colonies could also have a chance to live better lives. There are a lot of strange questions which have to be answered truthfully about the moon. The first which comes to my mind is, why did we scrap the Apollo program when we still had rockets? The official excuse was, it was our fault. The American people were said to no longer be interested in the moon, which just wasn't true. There was some other reason for this, and UFO investigators have said for decades we were warned by aliens never to come back. Even some of the Apollo astronauts were said to have seen UFOs on the moon, but were prevented from saying anything. The more interesting excuse for not going back is said to be the fact the military had already been there and built bases and was afraid all this attention would reveal that fact. Quite a few photos showed what looked like bases, and they had the look and feel of human projects. A lot of things have been said about the moon, and many indicate there is a lot about it being hidden from us. Let me tell you about an article I read which has to do with a pilot for the CIA. He has made a statement about the moon which will seem incredible to most of us and mostly unbelievable, but sometimes there can be seeds of truth even in a false statement. I am not saying the statement he made was false, because I don't know, but it certainly seems far out. Anyway, he has claimed there are 250 million people living on the moon. There, I have shocked most of you. That is almost as many people that live in the United States. This idea goes back to the fact it has been claimed the moon is not what we think it is. We believe it is a moon, like the other moons surrounding planets, but some believe it is really a spaceship and there are people living inside it. There was a recorded communication between Armstrong and NASA which we weren't supposed to hear, but a ham operator happened to record what Armstrong said, which was they were on a ridge and looking at him. He was referring to UFOs. It is said the CIA was in charge of covering this up and many other events that had to do with the moon. The article went on to talk about the Clementine mission and said it was a mission which was really for photographing structures on the moon, and it found some, and it is said what it photographed were not built by us because they were beyond our capabilities to build. There are no doubt mysteries on the moon that are yet to be explained. Scientists differ on how the moon was formed and why it orbits the Earth. Over the years, many different theories have been put forth. Most scientists think the moon came from the Earth, and this happened because a Mars-sized object hit the Earth and the material that was to become the moon was ejected. The moon is not just a dead body. There are moonquakes which happen frequently, and some don't seem to have a cause we know of yet. There is the largest impact crater in our solar system on the moon. There is something massive underneath the South Pole. We know it is huge because it affects the gravity. When astronauts went to the moon during the Apollo program, some of them stated they saw strange lights coming out of craters and could not determine what the light was coming from. Could it be there are bases under the surface of the moon? There has been a suggestion put forth which states when we finally go to the moon to stay, we should build our bases underground in the lava tubes under the moon's surface for protection from objects hitting the moon, which are usually very small. This would also protect us from radiation. NASA believes it has discovered some water on the moon, but can't explain its origin. NASA thinks maybe somehow when the Earth and moon were forming, water was brought up from the surface, which still leaves a mystery. It is said there is no oxygen on the moon, and yet Apollo 16 astronauts discovered rocks containing iron ore which has rusted. An atmosphere containing oxygen is needed for this to happen. The water which was found on the moon is said to move around as the moon heats and cools, and the scientists would like to know why. The moon was proven to be hollow. NASA had crashed a rocket into it and it rang like a bell for over an hour. Could this mean it really is a spaceship? Will we find a way inside and meet aliens or maybe humans who are more advanced than we are? In the year 1668, a famous colonial preacher named Cotton Mather was observing the moon when he saw a strange shape fly over it. He recorded the fact he saw a strange light flying over the surface, and thus the first UFO sighting at the moon was made. There are plenty of strange things in photos taken of the surface of the moon, enough to pique the interest of most of us. They range from towering glass buildings to what seems to be left of domes which straddled some of the craters. It seems civilization was there before and might have left or been destroyed, and quite a few investigators think it might have been us in the past.